thanks for coming on anyway.
Yeah, good, thanks, yeah.
Okay, this is the interview for the seniors.com website with Steve, and this is the questions. So, when you retired in 2012, in the Crucible press room, you said that you'd made the decision several months earlier. Was it well thought through, and what were the reasons behind that decision?
Yeah, it was very well thought through. There was many reasons, which I wouldn't bore everyone with every reason, but the main reason is that I couldn't play snooker the way I wanted to. So yeah, for me the enjoyment comes from winning, and when I stopped winning, I stopped enjoying it.
Since then, fans have been speculating and hoping for a return to the main tour. You've always dismissed the idea, but here you are competing in the seniors tour. What inspired you to do so? Do you miss competing, and do you miss a certain camaraderie?
What I miss, and I'll always miss, is playing in the big events, and I miss being in the Crucible, the World Championship, the Masters. I don't think that'll ever leave me. But what I don't miss is practicing 5-6 hours a day, five, six, seven days a week, which is what I couldn't go back to doing. Obviously, the seniors tour is building and getting more important and more official, but I'll never go back to that level of work that I put in to be the number one.
The motto of the seniors tour is Dare to Dream. Any young aspiring sports person has dreams, obviously. You achieved an unreal lot before you turned 31. You broke every record. Do you think you ran out of dreams later in your professional career? And has the seniors tour triggered new dreams for you?
I certainly think it's as the more you win, it's certainly at the end of my career, it's hard to get that level of motivation that you have at the beginning of your career, obviously. Having won 7 world titles, when you break the record, you think, where do you go next? And it's having that dream, as you say, to go to the next level. Certainly at this World Seniors Tour, I certainly dream of winning a event to start with, and then hopefully that'll lead to more.
Okay, the main tour has got its iconic venue, say the Crucible. Do you think the seniors tour would benefit from having its own iconic venue? If so, which venue would you pick and why?
I think the fact we already have an event at the Crucible Theatre is good enough for me. It's the place where I had the most success. It's my favourite place to play snooker. Funnily enough, my second favourite venue is Goff's, where we have the event in January. Unfortunately, due to my commitments in China, I haven't been able to play there yet, but I'm desperate to play there in the future. Hopefully, at some point, I will be able to compete there again.
One big incentive for amateurs to play on the seniors tour is that they get the opportunity to meet and play some of their heroes. Obviously, you're one of the legends who they get to play now. Are there any players of the past you would have dreamed to play with and never got the opportunity?
No, I pretty much got to play with everyone. My heroes growing up were likes of Jimmy White, Alex Higgins, Steve Davis, and I was able to play with all of them. I suppose my one regret was possibly playing Steve Davis in the final of a World Championship, something I never did. Played him twice in the semis, so that's probably the only thing that I missed.
And when you obviously, you got to come through the junior ranks and you turned professional quite young, were there some players who you would have played with who never turned professional who now this tour could offer them a way to play? Were there some talented guys you knew who never made it?
There was a lot of amateurs that when I played in the amateur circuit who were winning everything as amateurs, and I'm very surprised that they didn't convert that into the professional career. Steve Newbury, the guy from Wales who used to clean up in the amateur game. Dave Gilbert, not the one that's on tour now, but the Dave Gilbert that as an amateur. Martin Smith from Essex. Gary Filtness is obviously playing on the seniors tour. So yeah, it was even the likes of Steve Ventham who beat me in Junior Pot Black. He sort of was not short of confidence, and everyone thought he was going to be the next big thing, but he was never seen again.
Now, Jason Ferguson's been working hard on recent years to get snooker in the Olympics. Do you think that snooker has a role to play in the Olympic dream?
I certainly think in terms of a sport with as much skill involved, as much dedication needed to play the game well, fits the Olympic ideal. Whether if I was playing, that would be a motivation for me, I don't know. That I always, the World Championship, the Crucible was always a pinnacle for me. But in terms of putting the effort and skill and dedication needed to be the best snooker player, it's not any less than any other sport that's in the Olympics.
Cool. There you go, Monique.